As you no doubt know, representatives from more than 190 countries are discussing the climate crisis in Glasgow, Scotland this week. The talks have taken on added urgency after recent indications that the climate is changing faster than many scientists expected. Among the troubling signs, more than 4 million square miles of carbon-rich soil in and around the Arctic, frozen for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, is beginning to thaw. Reporter Daniel Grossman visited Alaska and talked with two scientists who say if that trend continues, the outcome could be catastrophic.
Geographer Ted Schur stares across a broad valley in Healy, Alaska, just south of the iconic snow-capped Mount Denali. Low swells of tundra, a collection of knee-high shrubs, mosses, and grasses, carpet the ground for miles in every direction. Schur says this seemingly timeless wilderness is changing fast, and not for the better.
If I were to get ported to this place 20 years from now, it will look totally different.
A professor at Northern Arizona University, Schur says the hardy tundra vegetation that bursts to life in summers and hibernates in long winters is doomed.
All the moss will die.
And marsh grass will replace the knobs of grass known as tussocks. Small trees might take the place of the shrubs. And not just here. Based on his research, he says within decades, hundreds of thousands of square miles of tundra elsewhere will suffer the same fate.
So this is our warming experiment where we're thawing permafrost and we do that.
Schur's experiment began in 2008. Every year since then, he's set up plastic fences that cause winter snow drifts to pile up on several plots of tundra, each about the size of a two-car driveway.
And that snow actually acts as an insulating blanket.
A blanket that prevents the soil from cooling down too much over the frigid winters. Schur says each summer for the past 13 years, the ground underneath the plants and mosses here has warmed up faster than surrounding tundra, roughly simulating the warmer future.
It looks like a drowned ecosystem.
The warming has thawed several feet of permafrost beneath the shallow soil where the shrubs and grasses are rooted. The surface, no longer held up by the ice, has collapsed and dropped several feet. The patch has turned into a pit filled with tea-brown water.
There's standing water everywhere. A lot of the green tussocks have died back. So it really looks like a sorry situation for this tundra.
Schur says this experiment and some long-term monitoring in other plots here have led him to a sobering conclusion.
You can change one ecosystem into another if things are a degree or two warming.
Permafrost, such as the ground under this lush valley, only exists when air temperature averaged over the year is below freezing. Once temperatures become warmer than that, the permafrost begins thawing from the top down.
And we've just hit that time, probably for the first time in hundreds of years, if not millennia.
I have mosquito spray if necessary.
In a forest of shaggy spruce trees on the campus of the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Vladimir Romanovsky is checking some equipment.
So we measure ground temperature, air temperature.
Romanovsky is director of the school's permafrost laboratory. He keeps tabs on Alaska's frozen soil with several hundred soil and air monitoring stations across the state, including one at Ted Schur's site.
We have sites where temperature is measured pretty much continuously since the late 70s and early 80s. So I would say, yes, we know what is going on.
What's going on is that the ground is warming up all over the state. This terrifies him because when permafrost thaws, microbes break down otherwise stable carbon mixed in with the ice, converting it to carbon dioxide.
And this carbon will be released into the atmosphere, adding to the increasing amount of greenhouse gases, increasing rate of warming.
Causing more melting and more warming, and on in a feedback loop. Right now, only isolated patches of frozen soil are thawing, but
The real problem will be when permafrost will be thawing pretty much everywhere.
And once that happens,
there is no way to stop this process. There is no mitigation technique, no anything practically.
Romanovsky says such a cycle of warming could add 10% more carbon dioxide to the atmosphere each year. Avoiding uncontrolled permafrost melting, he says, requires rapid cutbacks in fossil fuel use, deeper even than the ones on the table at the Scotland climate talks. Nevertheless, Romanofsky says there's still time.
I would say at this point, the threshold is not crossed, so it's still reversible.
And he says that leaves the world's nations with two, maybe three decades to figure out how to keep their economies humming while using a whole lot less fossil fuel. For Here and Now, I'm Daniel Grossman in Healy, Alaska.